Hello to all my chaverim, yeshiva, Torah, Moshe, and around the world. And Chag Sameach, today is Purim, Friday, Yudalet Adar, Tavshin Pei Aleph. And it's good, we're getting close to the Yisim on Masechet Megillah. Not this year, possibly the next. Perek Dalet, we're doing though, Masechet Megillah, in Mishnayos, Mishnah Hei, in the Gemara, which is on Daf Chav Dalet Amen Aleph. And it goes like this, Hamafter Benavi, who pours the Lashma, the one who gets to do the Haftorah, he is Paras Hashma, as we had previously in Mishnayos before. He is the one that says the Shema for the people who come late, and they can answer Baruch Hu, and then it's the Kaddish Kaddish that they might have missed. So Rashi and the Rav says, the one who was normal to read the Navi, that's the one that Chacham made a Takan, that he should be Paras Hashma. And the Rav adds on the word berabim in when they join together with the Rabbim. Tosfos Yontif says, and it means the one who is going in the future to do the Haftorah, because this priest says Shema, it probably is before they read the Torah. So they wouldn't have known yet who is going to be getting them after. Because anyone who already wanted to come to a Beis HaKnesses would have gotten there by then. By the Haftorah point. The first Shral says, because Mafter, it doesn't have Chashivas, therefore they added this covet for the person who gets the Mafter and Haftorah, that he would also be Paras al Hashma. Tasiyatav brings from the Ran that to lane in the Navi, that's not Chashiv, because we see that even a Katan could do the laning of the Haftorah. So therefore they had to increase the covet for it by giving the Paras al Hashma. Okay, the Mishnah says, whoever left a tefa, not only do they give him the priest of Shema, but he is the chazan. When they're doing the Shemona Esrei, Rashi Rav says, to be motzi the rabbin with Kedusha Hashem in the tefillah. That's the Kedusha that we're going to have in the Shemona Esrei. Rav adds also, since he is putting himself out to be mafter, which is something which is not for his covet, so they are misakin this for his covet. I see that brings from the Ran. Because it wasn't normal for them to go and stand by the Amud, by Krishma, only until Shva Satfila, only when they got to Shemona Esrei, and they finally stood up to lead the rest of the congregation. So that's why it's split into two separate things, Paras al Shema, and over Lefnei HaTevah, two different times. First they did the Shema, when they got to Shemona Esrei, then the person would stand up by the Amud. The first Shral says that he would also say the Shemona Esrei after the priestess Shema, and the Masechet Sefer he brings from Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, that there's another pshat on this, that the one who is mafter also says the Shema of the Sefer Torah. When you take out the Sefer Torah by Ibn Zohar, and then you get to the old Sefer Torah, he says Shema Yisrael, so that's the Shema that we're talking about. The one who's getting mafter will be saying that Shema. Muki Yasser says, no, it's another pshat. He is the one who goes in front of the teva, to the one who's standing by the Amud, to lead the kahal in mincha time. He got the mafter in the musaf. When it comes to mincha, they give him the kavod to be the shliach tzibur for mincha. Meiri says, even different. He is the one who goes to do the davening in the mechol, which is afterwards, because there's no haftarah then. Since he read Maftar and Shabbos before, they give him the kavod to daven for the Amud during the week following. Rabbi Elazar Yiman Peeler says, that final teretz, that we're talking about the early days of these takanas, then they would read the Torah before Tefillah Shachris. So therefore, the one who had Maftar, now he goes back and is the Shliach Tzibur to do for the Shemona Esrei of Shachris. And the Mishnah says, "But who knows his kapav?" Another thing they give him is the kavod for Nesias Kapayim. What does that mean? Shmuel says, if he was a kohen, that one of the kohenim normally starts saying the brachas, and the others afterwards the others start in. And also, when he finishes, he finishes first, and then they all finish. So they gave him the kavod to be the leader of the kohenim. Tosfos Yontif says, we mention this because in the Sefer. And they say we're going to talk about things that a katan can't do, so they mention that he can do this as well. Also possible he's the gadol of them. He gives them extra kavod. He's the leader. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings in the Tiri Evan that maybe this is going according to what we have in Shulchan Aruch, something Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Chaf He, which is, comes from the sugya in Sota Daf Lam Ches Mabez, that if there was a base of Knesset which were all full of Kohanim, and if it only had 10 people, they all go up to do the Duchen, and if there were more than 10 people, the extra of the 10 go up to do the Duchen, and the 10 answer afterwards like we normally do. Check there. And for this, we're telling you in our Mishnah that when they're not all going up to do the Duchanim, then the Mafter, the Navi, he is one of those who goes up. He gets that extra covet. Im Hayakatan, the Mishnah says, Pharisee says, the one who was Mafter, if he was a Katan, Rav says he can't go in front, stand by the Teva, he can't lead the Amud, lead the Tefillah, he can't be Parasel HaShema, so what do you do then? Avivo Rabbo over Melyado. Father is Rebbe, go and get the Shmon Esrei, get the Amud instead of him. Rav says, they're Avim in front of the Teva, and the Rashi and Rav say, Al Yado means Bishvila because of him. And Tezis Yadav brings from the Ran that Parson Lashma and Avim Lefnei Teva, both things. Not doesn't mention Parson Lashma, but he, Tezis Yadav adds that in as well. Tezis Yadav brings from the Pirish Mishnah, from the Rambam, and by having the father or the Rebbe get this covered for him, it's like he himself was got to do it, because it's like the person who is Eivros Ve'ateva, the father of the Rebbe, was Mafter in the Navi, since we have his Talmud or his son who got it. So it all works out. Terry Evans says, if you have a choice, the father goes before the Rebbe. Continuing on, in Maseches Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, which the Gemara is in Daf Chaf Dalet, Katan Kare B'Tayra U'Matargeim. Rav says that they're from the Gnayim. There are some of the Gnayim who say only from Shlishon on a Katan could read in the Torah and be a Matargeim. The Rishon says we hold that a Katan doesn't get any Aliyah, doesn't read in Sibur until he has the two Cyrus, but he could be part of those who get Aliyahs. So some say that's only after Shlishi he can, but we're Naig that only from Mafter we allow a Katan to get that Aliyah. Ron says a Katan shouldn't read the whole Parsha, and most of the people who get called up for Aliyahs shouldn't be Katanim. Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Pei Beis if Katan Yud Beis says, our minhag today is we don't call him for any Aliyah Katan, even if we already had 7 Kruim. Okay, the only thing we give him, we don't give him any Haisafas after that. Only thing we would give it to him is for Mafter. And Dershowitz 24 says, Bidi Evid, if they made a mistake and they called the Katan to go out to get Aliyah, and he already made the Bracha, so the Kafachaya has and writes in Sif Katan Chaf Beis that you can be Simech on the one who will matter for him to get the Aliyah, and we just let it slide. Aval, and a person, a Shema, being over the table, so this Katan can't be Paras HaShema, and he can't lead the Amud, as Rashi says, because he has to be Motz to the others. And anybody who doesn't have a Chiev can't be Motz to the rest of the Chavasim. Taisus Yadav brings from Taisus, even a Kondra Behuda, who is Machshir in Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, here, so he allows a Katan to read the Megillah, here he's Maida, because by the Katan there are two problems of two Drabbanans. As we check back in that Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet will go into the two Drabbanans by a Katan. Okay, and but by Megillah, we say Mimekel more, because the Taf and the Nashim, they were part of the Psak to Laharig Lahashmet. Therefore, Rabbi Huda made him as far as a Gadol, as far as a Megillah, that a Katan could read the Megillah. Verse 12 says, until he is 13 years old and one day, he's still considered the Katan, and Felis Arvis, it depends on the minhag whether you let the Katan be the for the Amud for Arvis. Meiri says, but a Katan can read the Torah, because there's no problem in reading the Torah, because there's no chiv in every person to read the Torah, just to hear that the Torah was read. And therefore, he's not being mekayim and a chiv for the other people with his kriya. He's just reading it out loud so the others can hear. And if he can read, certainly he can be mitargim. Gevi Eino Noses Kapov, Rashi and Rav says, if he was a Kohen, we don't have to cut and do the Nesis Kapayim. It's not covered for the Tzibur. They should be bent under him for his bracha. It's verse says, but we hold that even if he's 13 years old, if he didn't bring to Cyrus, he doesn't do Nesis Kapayim. Just if there are other Kohenim there, he can join in. Mishnah Berurah Simin Kuf Chav Ches, Siv Katan Chav Aleph, says that if he became 13 years in one day, we assume, as far as this goes, the Mestama, he has the two Cyrus, like, similar to what the Ramah Paskin before in Simin Nun Hei in Sif Hei in the Haggah, and the Dirshu Os 129 says, as the similarly the Mishnah Berurah brings there, Sif Kat Lamed Aleph, that in Dim Rabbanim we are Semich on the Chazaka, that most people, Higil Lechinach, Higila Kal Shanim, they already have the Shtei Cyrus. Then the Mishnah continues, Pocheach, Parsa Shema, Umatargim. What does Pocheach mean? The Rashi says, is someone who is has no shoes, no socks, his feet are just bare. The Rav brings, and so does the Rif all that way, but that Pocheach means is someone whose clothes are ripped, and you can see his arms straight out, and that he is mechayiv in the davar, so he can therefore still do be parashat shema and be matargim. Chayser Yantif brings from the Ran that they wouldn't send someone to be over the fenateva for the amud by priest shema, and therefore he can be matargim. So therefore, and he can be matargim because tergum is not a chashuv so much because we see a cotton can matargim. So he can be parsa shema because he's not standing in front of the amud, and he can be doing the mitargim because it's not such a big chashivus to that. Even a katan could do it. The pirush nice that Rambam says pachayach is that his clothes is ripped at the top, and until you can see his shoulders and his where his heart area is. Chanano, and the Arach says that he's wearing a ripped clothes. And he doesn't have any sleeves. Okay? But the Mishnah says, Aval eno korei betorah, eno over the fnei hateba, eno nosa es kapa. He doesn't read the Torah, and this person who is not dressed correctly, and he doesn't stand by the amud, and he doesn't do nesias kapayim, the birchas kohanim, Rashi and Rav said, because of the kavod hatayra. And also the fnei hateva, similarly by the Teila and the Sirius Kapayim, it's a Genai for the Tzibur. Now, Tzifaris Yisrael explains what does this covet of the Tzibur mean. He says, anytime it says covet of the Tzibur, it doesn't mean the covet of the Tzibur, that it's not Roy for them, but it means the covet that the Tzibur has to give to Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that everything is proper. And the nafka mina is whether he can be mochel. They can't be mochel. Hashem's covet. And still, this person can be parasal Hashma because it's only for a yachid who came late to come to the Beis HaKnesses. And he can be mitargim because it's only for amei haaretz who aren't considered a tzibur. And check in Archaim, Ayin there, Nun Gimel, Reish Tesayin, Sif Katan Beis. Mishnah continues, Suma, a parasal Hashma, umitargim. The Suma can do the priest of the Shema and also do the Targum. The Rav says, even though he never saw any light in his life, he still has Hanoah from the Meoros because other people see what's going on and they can save him from any pitfalls. So therefore, he can do the Paris of the Shema with the Bracha on the Meoros. Yehuda Omer Kol Shelo Meoros Miyamav. If he was blind from birth, ain't a Paris of the Shema. He doesn't do the priest of the Shema. Rav says he never had Hanoah personally from them Laolam, but Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Kiva brings in the name of Tesis, even Rabbi Yehuda holds in Baba Kama that a Suma is parted from the mitzvah and his chayiv on the midrabbanan. And here that would be two drabbanan. Still, it's not similar to a cotton because Rabbi Yehuda's moda. There, by a katan, he is not paras al hashma, because here, the suma is a gadol, is a bar das, so he's even better than a katan. Moving on to Pesachos Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is in Daf Chav Dalet Mabez, Kohen, Yesh Biyad of Mumim, Lo Yisas Kapav. If a Kohen has any defects in his hands, he shouldn't do the Birkas Kohenim. Rashi and Rav says, because people look at him, and we see, it says in Masechus Chagiga, Dafayin Zalman Aleph, that if someone looks Mustakal B'Kohenim at the time of the doing the Nesias Kapayim, Enav Kohos, his eyes start to get dim, he doesn't see as well as previously, because the Shechina is Shara on the hands of the Kohenim at the time of the Berachas Kohenim. And as my father used to joke, that the first time you look, you get blind, and the second time you look, you get deaf. So, not quite that what the Mishnah says here, not what the Rav says here. It's just that, and the Gemara, that the Kohenim Chagigi is not that you get blind, you get your eyesight gets dim. The Rav says, and similarly, if he shouldn't go up to do Birkas Kohenim if he has a mum in his face or in his legs, on his feet. Israel says, similarly on his face and feet, even if they're covered in a place where it's not a normal place, in a place where they not normally cover them. Why does he mention Yadav as a Chiddush? Because we might have thought that when they look in his hands, when he's doing the Nesias Kapayim, they won't lose any concentration. Well, Mesiach Das, still we're telling you, don't do it. Or, maybe it's a Chiddush Laheter. It mentions the hands. It says in the Sefer, the reason they shouldn't look at him is because in a place where people already know him well, and there's no chash that they'll be staring at him, we say there it's mutter in the Sefer, as in Simon Kuf Chav Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Still, Kamash Shalan, that even his hands, which his mum is Magula, is open to everyone, it would still be mutter when it is something that they're used to seeing him in his city. Taisus Chagiga Daf Tesayin Me'alf, Diri Mas B'Kohenim argues, and he says, talking about the Gemara, only in the base of Mikdash. That's when we had a problem with the Shechina Shor B'Yadav. The Shechina is there. But our problem is not that his eyesight will go bad because the Shechina is there, but people will look at his hands with the movement. They won't be able to concentrate correctly. They'll have a sechus hadas from listening to the bracha. Arachayan Simen Kuf Chav Chesif Laman Aleph says, if the minhag ha-makom is for the Kohanim to take the talis up, raise over above the head, and even if in his hands or his face he'll have mumim, still he can do the Birkas Kohanim. And the Agos says that's only if his hands are inside from the talis, but if they're outside and they're obvious to people, he shouldn't. It won't help the fact that he's holding the talus. Behuda Omer, Af Misha Yadav Tzvuos Istis, even if his hands were colored Istis, as Rav says, that's something similar to Tcheles, greenish blue, I guess. Upuo, if he had that color, Rav says, it is red roots that they use to dye red. Taisidant from the Rambam says, anything that has a color on his hands, what's the mission telling you? Lo Yisas Kapa, shouldn't do the Birkas Kohenim, because people will look at it. Sheha'am Mistachlam Bo. Taisidant says, I think it looks like that we're talking about this going back on the whole Mishnah. Sheha'am Mistachlam Bo. Because the time of the Tanakhama is also for that same reason, as the Rav said. And there's no machlokas here. The Tanakhama is just talking about movement. Maybe Yehud is talking about coloring. But they both agree, don't go up if people are going to be staring at you. And therefore, the Rambam and the Torah Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because he's not arguing on the Tanakhama. And the Kesef Mishnah writes, because the Gemara mentions about his Svara, that if most of the people in the city do the same type of work, then it's mutter to go up, even though his hands are dyed, because everybody else has their hands dyed. So we see that we're talking that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav brings that the maskan in the Gemara is that if he was normally well known in the city, he always went around with people, everybody knew all his movement that he had, or whatever color you would have in his hand, or most of the city has their malacha like that, and then it's much for him to do the Birkas Kohenim, because people won't be staring at him anymore. And Tefer Israel says, that's what you paskin. So, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day, and Chag Sameach.